Do you feel it too? This one was an idea that was submitted by a patron, and it ended up getting the most votes. Now for this, I wanted it to be more than just a road trip. I wanted to have different scenery and different things happening, so I thought that it would be fun to do the thing with the statue. I got the idea because I had heard about someone who took a garden gnome and actually took it all around the world and sent back pictures to the owner. So it's not the most original idea, but I did my own spin on it. I thought it'd be fun. Now, there's Melanie Hart, who is kind of based on Sherry from the third season of the show You. I'm not done with the season, so nobody spoil it for me. I don't know why she came to mind, but she did. So I kind of had her in mind for Melanie Hart. Now, originally, I was going to look at Atlas Obscura and find real locations. But I'm like, this is going to be too much work to try to map everything out and make it seem like, you know, everything's in a logical place. And no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not going to make it that authentic. Now, the garden, well, I don't think it's a garden, but the numerical statues and math problems that does exist on a campus in Ohio, that is real. Everything else is made up, though. There's the angel that I talk about that looks like it's crying blood. So I actually got the inspiration for that because originally what I was gonna do is I was going to do Lakeview Cemetery in Ohio, and there's a grave marker there that doesn't look like it's crying blood, but it looks like it's crying black tears. And so that grave marker is well known. And President Garfield, I believe, is buried there. So when I was looking at Atlas Obscura, that's originally what I found and was going to use. But I decided not to use it. And then I just kind of got inspired by it for when they're in, it's Illinois, right? Yeah, I think so. I wanted to have a lot of spooky locations. I didn't really end up doing that. But I thought it would be cool originally. So in Indiana, there's that cave with the evil in it. And I just pictured something, like when you put your arm past the crystals, I'm like, something has to happen. So I have that little whoosh noise in there. And this is all from the listener's point of view. It's him getting in the car at the beginning. So that's why you hear the noise when the listener puts his hand on the other side of the crystals, and you don't hear it when my character does it because I'm experiencing my own thing and you're not me. But yeah, you experienced it and you lied. You were trying to be all macho. You were scared. And that is true about high school reunions. You know, I do keep in touch with the people that I want to keep in touch with. The only thing is that I don't live in my hometown. And if I talked with all my friends and we all decided, hey, we're going to go to the reunion, and I would finally like see all my friends who, you know, I talk to through Facebook, text messages, I see them every now and then in person, like every 5 years or more, then yeah, I would totally go if we're all going to go. One of them has lived in another country for years and years and years, over a decade, so I would love to see her. So yeah, even though I still do talk to people, it would be nice to see them all in person. The ones that I was really close to in high school. Everyone else, though? Okay, I mentioned Time Magazine. There was someone that I graduated with that was on the cover of a magazine. Oh my God, it made me feel so inferior and what am I doing with my life? When this happened, I was young. And so it really made me feel like, what am I doing with my life? Now, my character does get really worked up when she's first in jail and then she starts having fun with it. And honestly, I would do that too. I know I would. Like, eventually I would just be making light of the whole situation and cracking jokes because I know I would. When I was hospitalized for a long time, my best friend came to visit me and we were laughing so hard that a nurse came in from outside and was like, it sounds like you guys are having a party in here. What is going on? I want to be in here. And that's the thing, like when you're with good friends and people you just get along with so well, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. You're going to have fun and you're going to have a great time together no matter what is going on. Oh, there's the tour of his work. That I got the inspiration from because a friend of mine, she worked in this really awesome museum and she said that she could get me a tour of it. But she's like, well, I'll have to wait until there's a day when there's no security guards there. And she's like, a Sunday would work really well. Oh my God. It never happened though. I should have reminded her. She doesn't work there anymore. She doesn't even live in town anymore. But oh, it would have been so cool to get that tour. There's like 7 floors of storage. And there's only like 2 floors in the museum. So there's all this really cool shit. Oh, I'm so upset I didn't get that tour. I hope you had fun with this. I wanted to make it as fun as it could be. I wanted there to be different locations. I wanted there to be different plot lines, a lot of stuff going on. So hopefully you had fun with it. I had a lot of fun with it. I really enjoyed listening to it when I was doing playback.